de Rudy Giuliani diss-track waar we nooit om hebben gevraagd. Volgens het Londense Deep Ten. Dit was weer een plezante portie post-punk meets punk-funk met een nieuwste single Rudy Yaya. Van hun aankomende EP Diamond Horsetail, die op 6 mei uitkomt via Practice Music. Volgende week vertrekken de drie meiden op toeren door in Europa als support van onder andere Bodega en Bambara. Maar helaas geen Belgisch date. Nora Button en Cash Langdon zaten ooit samen in powerpop band Saturday Night. En toen woonden ze allebei in Washington DC. Nu wonen ze een kleine 1500 kilometer uit elkaar, maar ze maken nog wel samen muziek. Dat doen ze als Caution. Eind april verschijnt Arcola. En dit is de eerste single eruit. Fuck It Up.
Thank you. de stem hebt u misschien herkend. Dat was Rob Crow van Pinback en Massa's andere bands. Zijn nieuwste project is erin met collega's zanger-gitarist John Reese. Die zou je moeten kennen van Drive Like Jehu, Rocket From Crypt en Hot Snakes. De nieuwe band heet Plosives, zo heet ook hun debuut. En daaruit draaien we Never Likely. Later zijn geprezen door indie royalty Thurston Moore voor hun debuut It's a Dare, presenteert het Zweedse Romy's Not a Town hun tweede plaat Tender Arms Power Heels. Het is duidelijk een geestesverwant in hun razende no-wave vol hoekige akkoorden. De plaat komt uit op Star Tracks, label dat al jaren meegaat, sinds de hoogdagen van de Zweedse hardcore scene met de eerste releases voor Refused en Nine. Dit is Romy's Not a Town met Lullaby.
Handed on a silver platter, doves track. Inside lanes to the front of the pack. Double slams coming from the back. A false start, not a photo finish. Pick up the slack for the rest of the track. He's the hour hand on all the valve clocks. You can't outrun him, he can't be stopped. His method is unorthodox, and he'll use every tool in his box. If the keys he's got don't fit the locks, you'll feel his wrath in the breadbox. He sets sail on the side of our nerves. High tide, rough ride. Inside lanes to the front of the pack. Not a photo finish. Pick up the slack for the rest of the track. Inside lanes to the front of the pack. Double slants coming from the back. A false start, not a photo finish. It was over before it started.
Double slants van Aussie's Vintage Crop. En als je Australië zegt, dan zeg je natuurlijk Mastering door Mikey Young. Het nummer kan op meer dan algemene goedkeuring rekenen van ons. En ook bij Rock Zerkegem zijn ze van, want Vintage Crop is de headliner van hun festival op 23 juli. We hadden het er straks al over de mooie affiche die ze daar hebben. Die is bij deze dus nog wat mooier geworden. Het is toch wachten tot onze volgende ook eens op een Belgisch podium staat. We kunnen niet anders dan nog wat hints te geven. Dit zijn de Surfs van op een geweldige debuut Primal Matter. Is it Power, Authority and Influence.
Dystopische Echo in a Memory komt uit op Dead Strange. Dat is het label van Oliver Eggerman van A Place to Bury Strangers. En op 4 april kun je ze samen gaan bekijken in de Kafka in Antwerpen. Lunacy en A Place to Bury Strangers, dus samen in de Kafka op 4 april. En dan een instant oorworm van het Amerikaanse Glove. Hun debuutalbum Boom Nights zou de spotten kunnen breken zoals dit nummer. Dit is Radio Out van Glove.
Hatred is a Passion of Theirs van Loomer. Voor de goede verstaander is de boodschap van de nieuwe single van deze Britten meer dan duidelijk. Party Dozen bracht meer dan een jaar geleden de single The Worker uit en dat blijkt nu de voorloper van hun nieuwe plaat te zijn die uiteindelijk pas deze zomer uitkomt. Dat wordt hun eerste voor Temporary Residence. En sinds kort is er nu deze tweede single, The Iron Boot van Party Dozen.
My voice.
Deze lag al even op de plank en we konden niet weerstaan aan het heerlijk hypnotiserende basgeluid op deze My Voice van de Oost-Londense punkdichteres Nuha Ruby Raw. Haar nieuwe single volgt op de vorig jaar uitgebrachte How to Move EP, beide uitgebracht op Brace Yourself Records. Ze gaat dit voorjaar op tour met onder andere Yord Act, Warm Doucher en Bambara. En ze zal ook te zien zijn op South by Southwest, maar wederom voorlopig helaas niet bij ons. Heel veel Kevins zijn er wellicht niet te vinden in Japan, maar er is wel één band met die naam, een trio uit Osaka. Ze spelen een kruising tussen krautrock, psychedelica en gewoon rare muziek. Het ideale opstapje dus naar sterrenplaten. Hun debuut verscheen deze week bij het Britse Riot Season Aftermath. Daaruit halen we de scheve opener Malawi. Tot volgende week. We'll be right back.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams, starring Peter Jones as the Book.
Notwithstanding, the universe continues unabated. Its history is terribly long and awfully difficult to understand, even in its simpler moments, which are, roughly speaking, the beginning and the end. The wave harmonic theory of historical perception, in its simplest form, states that history is an illusion caused by the passage of time, and that time is an illusion caused by the passage of history. It also states that one's perception of these illusions is conditioned by three important factors: who you are, where you are, and when you last had lunch with Zaphod Beeblebrox. Zaphod Beeblebrox's last meal was taken at the restaurant at the end of the universe, since when he has been catapulted through time in a Hagunenon spaceship, eaten by a carbon copy of the ravenous bug-blatter beast of Tral, received strange and unedifying instructions from himself in his sleep, and in consequence made his way to the office building of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which was then unaccountably attacked by a squadron of Frogstar fighters, hauled in its entirety off the surface of the planet, and is now carrying Zaphod and his mysterious new friend Rooster in the general direction of the even more mysterious Frogstar. He is, therefore, not unnaturally feeling a little peckish.
Hey, Rooster, is there anything to eat in this situation?
Here, Zaphod, suck this.
You want me to suck your towel?
The yellow stripes are high in protein. The green ones have vitamin B and C complexes, and the little pink flowers contain wheat germ extract.
What are the brown stains?
Barbecue sauce.
Ugh! Yeah, it tastes as bad as it looks.
Yes. When I've had to suck that end a bit, I usually need to suck the other end too.
Why, what's in that?
Antidepressants.
Much has been written on the subject of towels, most of which stresses the many practical functions they can serve for the modern hitchhiker. Two seminal books are Wordle Sneng's compendious tome, Bath Sheets in Space, which is far too large to carry but sits magnificently on fashionable coffee tables, and Frat Gad's handbook, Heavily Modified Face Flannels, an altogether terser work for masochists. However, only the Hitchhiker's Guide explains that the towel has a far more important psychological value, in that anyone who can hitch the length and breadth of the galaxy, rough it, slum it, struggle against mind-boggling odds, win through, and still know where his towel is clearly a man to be reckoned with. Hence a phrase which has passed into hitchhiking slang, as in, "Hey, you sass that hoopy, Ford Prefect. There's a prude who really knows where his towel is." Sass means know, be aware of, meet, have sex with. Hoopy means really together guy, and frude means really amazingly together guy. Meanwhile, important questions are beginning to frame themselves in Zaphod Beeblebrox's mind.
Hey, Rooster, where did you say this building was flying to?
The Frogstar, the most totally evil place in the galaxy.
Do they have food there?
Food? Have you the faintest idea what's going to happen to you at the Frogstar?
They're going
to
feed me?
They're going to feed you, all right.
Great.
They're going to feed you into the Total Perspective Vortex.
The Total Perspective Vortex? Hey, what's that, man?
Only the most savage psychic torture a sentient being can undergo.
So, no food, huh?
The treatment lasts 1 second, but the effects last your lifetime.
You ever had a pangalactic goggle blaster?
This is worse.
Free-ow.
Ah, hello there. You must be Zaphod Beeblebrox, yes?
Yeah. Hey, who are you?
I'm the Frogstar Prisoner Relations Officer, and I'm just popping by.
How did you get here?
Oh, the usual thing. Worked my way up the ranks.
No. I mean, how did you get here? you just popped out of nowhere like a large drinks bill.
I know. It's disconcerting, isn't it? Look, I just popped along to see how you were getting on. Enjoying the trip?
No, not at all.
Oh. Well, it'll soon be over. We should be arriving at the Frog Star in an hour or so. It is, as you may know, the most totally evil place in the galaxy. Even I find it pretty horrifying, and I'm one of the most evil people on it.
Yeah?
Oh, yes. You're quite staggeringly nasty. Anyway, enough of me. How about you? Is there anything in particular you want?
Be careful.
What?
This guy is evil. He's from the Frogstar.
Ease up, man. He's just asked me if there's anything I wanted.
But... Come on, Mr. Beeblebrox. Zephod. What would you like? What would you really like?
A steak. A big, juicy steak.
Beefsteak?
Yeah.
Delicious.
And
some wine?
Algolian claret.
The 91?
The 94.
Oh, excellent choice. Anything else?
That'll do me just fine.
Right. Turn the fire hoses on him.
Hey, what?
Enjoy your trip. Bye now.
Don't say that I didn't warn you, Beeblebrox.
Well, what the hell was the point of all that?
They're just playing with you, softening you up. I told you! They're going to put you into the total perspective vortex!
What is this thing? What does it do?
The principle is very simple.
Though the principle on which the total perspective vortex works is indeed very simple, it will not for the moment be revealed. The purpose of this deliberate withholding of vital information is to occasion sensations of suspense, fear, and anxiety within the legal limits laid down by the Galactic Statute of Narrative Practice. These sensations can be emphasized further by reference to this recording of a man being put in the vortex. And this one. And this one. Provided that equal emphasis is given to the fact that one man in the entire history of the cosmos did survive its effects unharmed. To establish the identity of this man and see how he achieved it, it is now necessary to travel 2 million years backwards in time to where Ford Prefect and Arthur Dent are stranded in the primeval past of the utterly insignificant planet Earth. They are faced with a problem, in that a spaceship which has apparently traveled back in time to rescue them cannot materialize until they have worked out a way of sending a message forward in time to summon it. This is clearly a terribly convoluted temporal paradox of mind-mangling complexity.
Perhaps we could wave your towel at it.
You know what your trouble is, Arthur? You've got as much grasp of multi-temporal causality as a concussed bee.
Oh, you don't think it would work, then?
No. That ship hovering there is only a potential ship, the possibility of one.
We could still wave at it.
Yeah, very friendly, but chronologically inept. Listen. We have to send a message forward in time.
Yes.
To where that spaceship is going to be.
We don't know where.
No.
We don't know when.
No.
And anyway, we haven't got a time machine.
No.
So?
You're right.
What?
We might just as well wave a towel at it.
Right.
Hello!
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 Spaceship!
We're just here. Down here!
Gooey!
Gooey!
Ford! It's coming down. Look, it's coming down to us.
I don't believe it. It's impossible.
But it's happening.
I don't like the look of that.
What?
It's wobbling. I think it's going to crash.
Fire your retro rockets, you idiot! Too hard! Much too hard! Run, Arthur. Run for your life. Make for the hill.
What hill?
Well, there was a hill there a moment ago.
What, that rather nice one with all the daffodils?
Damn the daffodils. The whole hill's gone.
The ground's heaving beneath us.
That ship's causing a bloody earthquake.
Look, the hill's come back. It's erupting. We must be on a volcanic fault.
What?
Yeah.
We flagged down a logically non-existent spaceship with a towel.
Yeah, great.
Marvellous.
Wonderful.
Terrific.
Tell me, Arthur.
Yes?
This boulder we're stuck under, how big would you say it was, roughly?
About the size of Coventry Cathedral.
Do you think we could move it? Just asking. Can you feel my rucksack anywhere?
Here.
You see, it's in these sorts of situations that it's really good to have a guide to help you.
What?
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. It tells you what to do in any eventuality.
What, even being stuck in a crack in the ground beneath a giant boulder which you can't move with no hope of rescue.
Yeah. It'll have something. Watch.
What to do if you find yourself stuck in a crack in the ground underneath a giant boulder you can't move with no hope of rescue? Consider how lucky you are that life has been good to you so far. Alternatively, if life hasn't been good to you so far, which, given your current circumstances, seems more likely, consider how lucky you are that it won't be troubling you much longer.
It's time I did something about that book.
Shame we lost the towel.
What happened to it?
It blew away in the wind, fell in the river, and a stream of lava rolled over it.
It'll give the archaeologists something to think about. Prehistoric towel discovered in lava flow. Was God a Marks and Spencer sales assistant? What are you doing, Arthur?
Feeling the rock above my head. It seems to be humming.
Humming?
Why should a rock hum?
Perhaps it feels like being a rock.
No, I mean it's vibrating. As if it's got an engine in it.
You're crazy. A rock with an engine in it.
Who would want a motorized rock?
Another motorized rock?
Look, Ford, it's cracking. There's a hatchway opening underneath it.
Wow, this is one strange rock.
Look at the light streaming out. Did you ever see anything like that before?
Not when I've been in a legal state of mind.
Look, a figure silhouetted against the light, coming down the ramp, walking towards us.
Staggering towards us.
It's hard to see, so much light.
He's in a bad way.
He's stumbling towards a crack in the ground. Look, he's going to fall.
Look out! Sarkon. You know who I think that is?
The faces look familiar.
Yeah.
It's Zaphod. What's he doing coming out of a rock?
Well, who says he needs a reason? Well, come on, we've got to help him.
Zaphod? Zaphod, you seem to have fallen down a 30-foot hole.
I think he knows that.
Is he all right?
But what does it look like? Zaphod? Zaphod, what happened to you?
My head.
Can you tell me what happened?
They took me to the Frog Star.
The Frog Star?
What's the Frog
Star?
I've been in the Total Perspective Vortex.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What's the Total...
Quiet.
Ford, I'm very ill.
Well, if you've been in that thing...
Very ill. Very, very ill.
What's the Vortex?
The Vortex is the worst thing that can happen to anybody.
Oh, no, the Vortex was okay, but afterwards...
Afterwards? After the Vortex?
Yeah, well, I had to celebrate, didn't I? I've been drunk for a week. Oh, my heads are killing me. Look,